That's fine. Please make this stop.
And that was Aaron saying, please make this stop. Welcome to Lambda Weekly, Aaron, and welcome everybody. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink. Our music to introduce the show was Locked Up in a Room Where We Can't Get At It.
Where you were previously locked up?
Where I was previously locked up. So we got some additional music that was Send in the Clowns by the Turtle Creek Corral, which I thought was appropriate for our show. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, the clowns are here.
It is Pledge Drive. It is Pledge Drive. We do need you to give us a call. The number is Metro, not Metro. The number is everywhere, 972-647-189. When you're used to saying
How old are you?
Metro.
How old are you?
I am 24.
Uh-huh.
The number is 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893.
I think we need to do another challenge where you send in a pledge of the amount that you think David's age is.
No, we don't need to do that again.
Why?
We already know he's old.
we got several $30 pledges last year.
I mean, for a lot of my listeners don't know what Metro is. That was back in the day.
Yes.
I understand that, but I am so used to saying
that phone
number. It's
like saying dial-up. Nobody knows what dial-up is anymore.
You could get a Metro number for a fee, and then everyone in the region could then call it without being charged.
Do you know, I tried to switch my cell phone again because I wanted a phone with a rotary dial. They were out of them.
They make them for iPhones.
Well, maybe I need to get one of those so that
and
I can do it.
In David's defense, all around the studio, it does say Metro 972.
It does say that. It says Metro. The number is 972-647.
712-647-1893.
972-647-1893. You can become a KNON Elite Music Sponsor and get a pair of tickets to every KNON benefit event for an entire year. KNON has 40 to 50 shows every year, including one that we're having 2 weeks from today, which is our tribute to Angela Hunt. Angela will be here. Philip Kingston, who replaced her on the city council, will be here tributing her also.
He got a nice write-up in the Advocate magazine, the little neighborhood local
neighborhood
things. Yeah.
Did
I was kind of impressed.
Good. Philip was fun to have on when we had him a few weeks ago. Angela's always a lot of fun to have on.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting to hear what she has to say now that she's out of office.
Now, if you'd like to just come to that event, we're going to be starting to get together about 10:30 in the studio. We'll be on the air. You can come in, ask Angela a question, and then afterwards, Tyrific is sponsoring a luncheon that we'll have in the green
room. And lunch is included.
Lunch is included, $25. But if you are an elite music sponsor, that'll be included, and you're certainly welcome to come. The types of events brought to you by KNON would be like our Angela tribute, live music at Sons of Herman Hall, Poor David's Pub, Thanksgiving in the KNON live music room, which we also call the green room, because it actually is green. Heavy metal concerts, Fort Worth Blues Fest, the Dallas Blues Fest. Anyway, it's for a $500 pledge, and Patty and Aaron, you've taken advantage of this
before. And your names just reside on the list.
Mm-hmm.
All you do is show up.
Every Zydeco, every Blues, everything at Sons of Herman, anything that has the KNON brand on it, you get in for free. Mm-hmm. And you just show up and say, hey, I'm here.
And your name's always there. You don't have to get tickets.
Right.
And you don't even have to go to the Sons of Herman. You can actually go to Herman himself.
Right. Exactly.
972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Docs are standing by waiting to take your call and pledge to KNON.
Please don't let duct tape become decor. Please make your pledge, because there's an abundant amount of duct tape in this room at the moment.
There is. We use duct tape to hold the studio together.
I see.
And if the duct tape were suddenly to go on strike, the studio would fall apart.
We tried duct tape at the last studio, and it didn't work.
That did fall apart.
It lasted for 20 years.
Duct tape was not stronger than the termites.
972-647-1893. Give us a call. Pledge to Gay and Lesbian Radio 4 North Texas. Lambda Weekly's been on for 30 years and 1 week.
Aww.
Right? Yeah, last week was our anniversary.
That was very sweet.
Yeah, it was our anniversary of the very first Lambda Weekly broadcast.
Back in August of 1983.
And you had candy on.
We did have candy on.
We love our candy.
972-647-1893. This week we have Aaron on.
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
We'd like to talk about several things with you today.
I'm here.
What should we start with? Did you want to start with the president?
Yeah.
The president's remarks yesterday were amazing with regard to the gay and lesbian athletes heading to Moscow. So he was asked the question, would we be boycotting the Olympics in Russia? And, you know, he's canceled his conference, his summit with Vladimir Putin.
But
there are a lot of reasons that there's discord a little bit. You know, there's Snowden, there's all this stuff going on. But part of it is the virulently anti-gay laws that
have been passed. Do you want to just explain what this law is in case anybody doesn't know?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to promote being gay.
And that could mean
saying you're gay,
wearing a T-shirt. It could mean having a little pride flag in your hand. It could mean just wearing, in Russia, wearing pins is real popular. Could mean wearing a pride pin.
Walking down the street with your partner.
It could mean walking down the street just with your partner. And the other thing that's happened as a result of this law is the hate crimes have been increasing.
Right, because it's state-sanctioned discrimination.
Right.
And
right.
bigotry.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I think they're starting to use the GLBT issue like we used it, you know, 10, 20 years ago about, hopefully, about winning elections and raising money, you know, and using it as a morality issue rather than an equality issue. Anyway, it's all bad. And the president came to our defense in a big way. I mean, I don't remember any other president being...
I don't think the words like this have ever
indignant.
Come out of the mouth
yeah.
of a president before, but... I don't know that a president has ever been put into this position before
sure
either.
They have.
I mean, no, this is much worse.
Why?
I think this is one of the. Well, the only thing that it can be compared to is the Kill the Gays law in Uganda.
Yeah.
It's that bad. I mean, this one is that bad.
Okay.
So what are some of the... And in that case, the president didn't come to our defense, and the Secretary of State at the time should have said, those American pastors that are going over there provoking that law, their passports are revoked. Because they're causing diplomatic problems for us. She would have had every reason to revoke their passports, and should have at the time, and didn't. But this time the president came to our defense.
Yes, he says, so he's asked, so are we going to boycott the Olympics, right? He says, I know that one question that's been raised is how do we approach the Olympics? I want to just make very clear right now, I do not think it's appropriate to boycott the Olympics. We've got a bunch of Americans out there who are training hard, who are doing everything they can to succeed. Nobody is more offended than me by some of the anti-gay, gay and lesbian legislation that you've seen in Russia. But I have said just this week, I've spoken out against that, not just with respect to Russia, but a number of other countries where we continue to do work with them, and we have a strong disagreement on this issue. And the president continues. And he says, and one of the things I'm really looking forward to is maybe some gay and lesbian athletes bringing home the gold or silver or bronze, which I think would go a long way to rejecting the kind of attitudes that we're seeing there. And if Russia doesn't have gay or lesbian athletes, then it probably makes their team weaker.
And, you know,
that was our president
he's
yesterday.
Using that corporate argument. The corporate argument is we have non-discrimination, we offer partner benefits and equal benefits for all of our employees so that we can draw from the largest possible employee pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the president is saying the same thing. Our
athletes
are coming
yeah.
from the largest possible pool of athletes,
well,
and
I have,
they're excluding.
I have two thoughts about his statement though. One is it instantly reminded me of long time ago, Jesse Owens at the, you know, Berlin Olympics, whereas rather than boycotting, he went and said, I'm going to show them that they're not the master race, you know. And that was obviously in the 30s, I think.
36.
Yeah.
36.
And, yeah, I can remember if it was 36 or a little later. But and then the second thing it brought to mind was he's saying this as if the United States is fully equal, and we're not.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants it to be, and I think he thinks that we're making headway and that he's doing all he can, which is great. But there are still states and organizations in this country that feel exactly as Russia does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my which led me to think, well, maybe we need to clean our own house first, you know, make this federal, make it federal law.
Well, and I think he'd like to use this as a lesson to those bigots
mm-hmm.
who are trying to prevent equality in this country and yeah. say, okay, maybe there's a line. how close are you to this line?
Yeah.
That's horrible. I think everybody here can agree with that, although not everybody does. Some people say, yeah, they should be killed. But how close are you getting to the line? But it's kind of like with Fred Phelps, where all these right-wingers have to say, oh, no, and distance themselves from him when it comes right down to it, a lot of them are just as bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were watching The Newsroom last night, and Sam Waterston's character in The Newsroom referred to the Families Foundation for the Foundation of Families. Yes, they're in a group, you know, all of them. I just love that. The Families Foundation for the Foundation of Families will be on our case, blah, blah, blah.
You know, and certainly I think now those groups are losing power, but that could all change so quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, if we don't have a progressive, be they Republican or Democrat, president a Congress, and that it could very easily revert. It's at the whim of the belief system of who we get elected. Mm-hmm. And if we go ahead and make it federal law, if we go ahead and make, you know, employment non-discrimination federal law, if we go ahead and make, you know, federal marriage equality rights federal law, then we're not at the whim of personality, beliefs, and morality systems, none of which have any place in government.
But they could try to repeal it 40 times.
They could. Mm-hmm. You know, they could.
Would they do that?
No, never.
The House has tried to repeal Obamacare now 41, 40, something like that.
Yeah, some ridiculous number.
You know one way that people at home can make a difference?
Pledging? Oh, Lord.
Ever the salesman, 972-647-1893.
Make David stop saying bad segues. Pledge, 972-647-1893.
You know, I don't always do bad segues, but when Aaron's on, it just inspires me. Yes, you can make this world a better place by pledging to KNON. And if your employer offers matching gifts, make your donation to KNON go further. Many companies do match their employees' charitable donations. Go to your company's human resources office and find out if they will match your donation. Get the proper paperwork from the HR office and send it with your pledge. When they match contributions, your pledge is doubled, helping the show reach its goal. Double your donation with your company's dollars and double your dollars to KNON. Call us. The first thing to do is to call us, make your pledge, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Metro Annie is standing by.
Metro Annie. She is literally standing by.
And if you want to see some of these pledge premiums, you can go online to KNON.org and see pictures of some of the items before you get them. So, you know, feel free to do that on your phone, but not while you're driving. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to the show later in the week on the podcast or on YouTube, you can go, you know, as you're watching, open another window and go to KNON.org and make your pledge online and just put Saturday Morning Talk or Lambda Weekly. You can misspell it however you like, or just put LW.
You can just put the late Patty Fink.
Or that gay show, or whatever you'd like to do, and it'll come to us.
That gay show. We're that big gay show. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I'm a little upset with KNON. I have to say this. The last time I pledged, I got a Dickies Work shirt that I love and wear all the time, and now you've come out with a new version of it, so now I got to buy another one.
You see?
Pledge for another one. So,
and how much are the Dickies Work
shirts?
The
Dickies Work shirts are $100 per pledge.
$100 pledge, good.
$125. Oh, sorry.
Pledge. Okay.
Oh, it's wrong on our sheet. $125 pledge. But it's awesome. It's like bowling shirt styling and really cool.
It's got the 30th anniversary logo.
It has lesbian, not literally, but figuratively written all over it.
Front and back.
You yes. know, maybe we need to get a shirt that has lesbian written all over it.
I think we do. I think we do.
Especially for Aaron Moore lesbian.
I think if you're a certain sort of lesbian, you have to have this shirt. So make your pledge.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Metro Doc is now standing by at the phones waiting for your call to pledge to KNON. You know, this station, I've said this how many thousand times, KNON is the was the first station and the longest running station to have a gay and lesbian show. it was just an idea that originated here. Other stations have picked it up. We're still around. Lots of other stations have dropped it, but
we're the oldest, longest running LGBT radio show anywhere in the country.
You know, the
30 years.
And Erin, those eye gestures, because she's going, oh,
I roll my eyes, because every time she says she's a host on KNON, it is followed by
the longest
Lambda Weekly, the oldest, longest running LGBT radio show anywhere in the United States.
972647. This is what you need to add into
that. It inspired.
She has to say the whole thing every time.
This
every
is what
time.
You need to add into that. The oldest, longest running gay and lesbian radio show on the air anywhere, 972-647-1893.
Yes, Metro 972-647-1893.
So give us a call. Why don't we take a break? Phones are ringing, and we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM, Dallas and Fort Worth. Please now call 972-647-1893 now to make your pledge.
When they're gone for good. This is Scott from KNON's Texas Blues Radio telling you don't miss out on some great blues. KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5 Blues CD. It's a CD put together by real blues fans for real blues fans like you. Texas Blues Radio Volume 5 features great local blues from Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, J.J. and the Detonators, the Chris Watson Band, the Two Tones, Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone with Charlie Love, Dave Millsap, Sirloin and the Ass Kicking Machine, Tutu Jones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Colley, and Johnny Red and the Roosters. Get a copy now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Records Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records. This is a Dallas Blues collector's item. A very limited amount of vinyl copies can be found at Forever Young Records, the sponsor of this great blues project. CD downloads are available at cdbaby.com. Whether you get it as a download, on vinyl, or on CD, all the proceeds will benefit KNON. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit knon.org.
Here we go.
And no bumpers, because it's locked up in a room back there.
It's locked up where David was locked up.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We need our callers to call in and support Gay and Lesbian Radio for North Texas, because KNON has been supporting the gay and lesbian community now for 30 years, and it has been nonstop, undying support that we have had from this station for 30 years. I can't think of another organization outside of the gay and lesbian community that has been as supportive of the gay and lesbian community as KNON has been for all these years.
Well, I mean, the tagline of the station is the voice of the people, and they recognize that we're part of the people a long time ago, and that was rare then. And it's
1983,
and it's not as rare now, but it's still rare, mm-hmm. and we need to show our support to the people that support us. So.
And they even thought that Erin Moore Lesbian was a people.
I am a people. Some people may not know that story. Should we tell it?
Sure.
No, Lord. Okay. Long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, when I was co-chair of National Coming Out Day here in Dallas, we had an event at the State Fair every year. And the year that Matthew Shepard was attacked...
1998.
He hadn't died yet. He was just attacked. Some people don't remember that he lasted a few days after the attack. Sad, sad event. Anyway, one of the local stations, WFAA, I believe, came out and interviewed me at that event. And not Erin Moore activist, not Erin Moore graphic designer, not Erin Moore female, Erin Moore human, whatever. The tagline under my picture in interview was Erin Moore lesbian.
Not co-chair,
yeah. Not nothing. Lesbian. So I am forever Erin Moore lesbian.
Hence the Dickies Work shirt.
Yeah, and the Dickies Work shirt. I mean,
written all over.
To remove any doubt, I have a Dickies Work shirt with the KNON logo on it. So.
Well, Well, and speaking of, the fair and NCOD, yesterday or Thursday, I guess, Sean Sasser, who was a guest of the National Coming Out Day here in Dallas back in 1995 or so, he passed away. And he and his partner, Pedro Zamora, were the first couple anywhere in the United States to be to have a commitment ceremony on national television. And Pedro
that was
Zamora,
way back.
Yeah, 1994. It was 1994, and Pedro Zamora was HIV positive, and he was on the MTV's Real World. And they had their commitment ceremony, and he passed away later that year.
He passed away before the show stopped, before that season ended.
Right. Yeah. And so, anyway, his partner at that time, then they had their ceremony. It was the first ever on television. He's passed away this past week.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah. And he was positive, too. But,
right.
But you said he died of mesothelioma.
Yeah.
Which is an odd disease.
Yeah, it's hard to contract nowadays anyway. I mean, normally that's asbestos related, I think. But he was a chef and may have been working in some older buildings and that kind of thing. We don't know. So,
I know my junior high school was closed for being infested with asbestos.
Well, we just had a relative die from mesothelioma. He was in the Navy and the ships had it on it.
But it is pledge drive. We do have a number of pledge items. There is the Aaron Moore lesbian shirt.
Yes.
For a $125 pledge. Now, your choice of black or white T-shirt with a 30-year anniversary, 1983 to 2003 design on the front, comes in sizes small through 5XL. So,
wow.
Patty and Aaron,
wow,
you can almost fit in that shirt together. With a 5XL.
We could.
Put a dowel in it and make it a tent.
That's for a $50 pledge. Here's how you can make it a tent. For a $90 pledge, you get two of those shirts.
There you go. There you go.
There's a ladies super soft jersey, short sleeve, heather purple with a black 30-year anniversary design in the front. $50 pledge per shirt, $90 for two.
It's or not heather purple. Skittles purple.
Or
let's break out the Crayola box.
A black and silver e-reader iPad carrying case with the KNON Voice of the People design. $50 pledge per case, $90 for two.
Skittles. What?
She's still going.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
And the Skittles.
I'm sorry. It's Skittles. It looks like the Skittles purple.
And if you'd like a regular KNON t-shirt, $40 pledge, give us a call, 972-647-1893.
And I know summer is waning, but, you know, we've just reached our hottest days just now in Dallas.
And it's waning then.
It's waning.
Hallelujah.
It's damn hot is what it is. So if you're outdoors cooking, there are a lot of things that can, you know, can suit your August and September, and that's by getting
it's
a $40 pledge.
Erin, so we.
I'm sorry, I have to take a moment and appreciate that pun, but continue, Patty. Go ahead.
I'm hawking the black barbecue apron.
Oh, yes,
with
you
the
are.
KNON logo.
It's the Patty apron. The Patty apron.
$40 pledge.
And the Erin Dickey's.
Tell me, does
shirt.
She wear that damn apron to bed with her?
No. But she does wear it. She does actually use it for its intended purpose. She cooks with it, so cooks wearing it. It's a great apron.
It is. And as the summer's waning and fall is coming on, if you got some live music to go listen to outdoors, you can get the fabulous Black KNON Concert folding chairs with a carrying case. And I might note that there is a cup holder in both arms of the chair.
Those rock. We've used them a few times.
Yep.
You know, one place that will be a great place to wear those is the upcoming West Fest, and I bet this year, if they're putting it on,
to use those.
Wait, wear those.
To use those.
To use those.
I don't wear my chairs.
Those chairs.
Yeah.
Right. And you can get one for $100 pledge or two for $150 pledge.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, DSO has, or I think they've ended now, but they had, like, the Dallas Symphony Orchestra.
The spring concerts.
Had spring concerts, where you either sit on the ground or bring your own chair.
Mm-hmm. They're perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. Shakespeare in the Park, the Grand. I mean, we've used them a few times, so. Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the dog park, bring your own chair.
Oh, I don't want to negotiate carrying chairs and dogs on leashes. And
depends on how many you got.
That's true.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And in 2 weeks, we're having a special event here in the studio. It is a fundraiser for KNON. We're having a tribute to Angela Hunt, who represented District 14, and really represented the gay and lesbian community for 8 years.
She's a very strong advocate for our causes. And you know, if Angela did anything you want to ask her about, if you want to see how candid she is when she's not running for office,
and if you want to see how her campaign for governor is going,
yeah, whatever her next step is, you know.
David has her on tape saying, I'll run for governor.
We have her on tape saying she's going to run, and I'm holding her to it. I'm voting for her.
You're going to write her in.
She better be on that ballot, because she told me she's going to be. So,
and no one ever lies to you.
We're going to hold her to it. But Angela, who's known for her new bridge, the Angela Hunt Hill Bridge.
Right.
And
they're about to do the second one, aren't they?
Yes, and I think that's the Angela Hunt Tunnel.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Well, no, I read where they're starting to build the second one in like Atlanta or something.
In Florida.
Whatever.
They're putting the pieces together.
Some state over there. And
that's going to be a really inconvenient drive, coming over I-35, going all the way to Florida, crossing the bridge, and then coming back.
I know, it's crazy.
It's bridgeception. You're crossing bridges with a bridge. While playing bridge. And wearing a bridge.
I'm confused. 972-647-1893. Why don't you call us and just make a pledge?
Because make me shut up, please.
It would make Aaron shut up.
And we invited Pauline Medrano, our former mayor pro tem in the city of Dallas, also rolling off the city council.
Also a strong LGBT advocate.
Also a very strong LGBT advocate. She's going to be out of state at a policy institute that weekend. So we'll be having her on probably right after.
Good.
So good.
Now, if you'd like to make a pledge to KNON right now, you can get a 30th anniversary house blend coffee made exclusively for KNON by GratefulBeans.com in Denton, where they actually grow the beans in a field that is marked KNON only beans.
Okay. Does it taste different?
This is the way I understand it. It tastes completely different.
Just like that Kapalua coffee?
No, much better than that.
Okay.
Denton coffee is much better than...
True coffee drinkers will know what I'm talking about.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call and pledge to KNON. And our pledge premium manager, Christian, just came in. So any pledge you make, your premium is going out.
It's going out today.
He is going to go to the post office, bang on their door, and say, you have to take this today.
So no, there's no.
Give us a call, 972-647-1893. The phones aren't ringing.
They're not ringing, and that disturbs me. You can set down your brunch fork and make a call real quick and make a pledge to KNON. We've been here for you. We've been here for every organization. We support the community by passing out information that you may or may not have heard in this format or anywhere else. So call and support this show if you want to keep us on the air. It's 972-647-1893.
And we've had a lot of guests on that represent organizations and big events, and oftentimes repeatedly. Mm-hmm. So we invited you on as an in-studio guest or via phone. You know, give us a call now, 972-647-1893. Cool. Give us a personal pledge. Give us an organizational pledge, to keep the show in the air, because we've been there for you, and we need your support now.
Don't make us shame you. Oh. So what else?
I was just figuring this is show number 1,561.
Wow.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
It's an awful lot of shows, isn't it?
It's an awful lot of
it is. Weekend. We were talking about the president's remarks about the Olympics. Now, one of the things that a number of groups have done, a number of bars, is they've stopped selling Stoli as symbolic of what the Russians have done.
And if you're out there listening and you don't know what Stoli is, raise your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Stolshnaya vodka.
Do you think it's been effective?
I don't know. I mean, it's certainly symbolic, and I think that's been effective. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Stoli's feeling any pressure or anything. And frankly, Stoli's great on LGBT issues, so I'm kind of conflicted about it, frankly. It's just that it's Russian-made, and, we drink a lot, so let's
do that. It's more Latvian-made.
Is it Latvian-made?
But the ingredients come from Russia. The company moved out of Russia into Latvia a number of years ago.
And I mean, this was started, the first kind of thing I saw about this was being promoted by Cleve Jones, who certainly knows his protests. And for those of you that don't know, he was with Harvey Milk in San Francisco in the 70s.
And he started the AIDS Memorial Quilts.
AIDS Memorial Quilts, and he's a labor activist, union activist. At any rate, he's the one I think that started this.
And it gets better. Up in
Dan Savage.
Yes, and certainly promoting it. And I think it is very symbolic, and I think it does send a message. I just tend to wonder if it's going to matter.
Do you think it's made a difference, Patty?
I think symbolically, but I don't think a lot of people know about it.
Yeah.
Well, see, here's where I think it's made a difference. I don't think it's hurt the company particularly. I mean, it's hurt a few of their sales because gay bars are, you know, not replacing their Stoli. But I think a number of people who wouldn't have heard about what's going on in Russia have now heard about it because somebody took their vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and that's what I meant. You know, it's good for publicity. It's good for media. It's good to get the message out there. But I don't think Stoli's going to go to Putin and say, hey, we're losing money here, change your mind, you know? I don't think he would even if they did that, so.
An economic boycott of Russia is very difficult because they don't make much.
Yeah.
We're not importing much from them at all. There's really
they make
very
hard, bitter people is what they make.
Uh-huh.
I
don't see it making that much of a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like boycotting a store where you're not going to shop there and hurt them economically.
But sometimes a boycott really is not for the economic reason. It's to get the word out. And I think that's really what this one was. There are other brands of Russian vodka, like Russian Standard, that really are made in Russia. Well, let's boycott Russian Standard. Most people would be saying, Russian Standard what? What is that?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, exactly. So boycott Stoli was just a nice, easy way to get the word out. And people who were not necessarily thinking politically, I think, who go to bars, all of a sudden they're hearing about it.
Yeah, I do wonder, though, about the repercussions of it, too. I mean, how well thought out it was. Because Stoli, like I said, is very LGBT-friendly, and they do support, at least their U.S. distributors supports a lot of gay events. So it's like, what are the funding in those events going to happen? You know, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm questionable
about it. It's mixed.
Yeah.
It is mixed. It's not great, but it's, yeah.
I remember a comment many years ago from Julian Potter about protests that I thought was so interesting. Julian Potter at the time had left the White House. She was Clinton's appointee to be the LGBT liaison in the White House.
She was Al Gore's staff, too.
An Al Gore staff. And she was down in Dallas, and we were preparing for the annual ExxonMobil protests. And at the time, she was working in a...
It was one of the first ones, actually.
Right. This one, the year we had the blimp, the don't fuel discrimination, and all of that, and we were actually working with the blimp, unfolding it in a parking lot at the Melrose, actually, and she was talking about in her office at the time, she was working in housing administration, and she said, I asked my intern, do you drink Coors beer, because that was the last big. Mm-hmm. LGBT protest was Coors was horrifically bigoted, not only against gay people but people of color, and you know, and so, and she goes, no, I don't drink Coors, and she goes, well, you know, they're a good company now, and she goes, you know, so you boycotted it. Why did you boycott it? And she said, I don't know. I just knew I'm supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what every protest, no matter what your cause is, wants to get to. You just know it's the wrong thing to do, to partake of whatever it is. And you don't even have to know why. But if it's so ingrained in the psyche, in the culture, then people know that they're not supposed to do that. And that's what every protest strives for.
It's like 15 years later, and I think some people still boycott Coors, and
they have
100% rating.
right. Yeah, they're awesome now on our issues.
But still, a lot of people won't.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And what that was, a different generation has taken over, and
it's,
you know,
just lore now.
Yeah.
Here's your toaster, your rainbow flag, and don't drink Coors.
Don't drink Coors, but you can drink Coors. Another thing that you can do is pledge to KNON. The number here is 972-647-1893. For a $75 pledge, we have a jumbo 64-inch black and white windproof umbrella with the KNON Voice of the People logo. And to make sure it works, you get that umbrella. We promise you it'll rain that day.
Really?
Yeah. That's part of
is
your
it metro rain?
Only after you wash your car.
Well, you might have to wash your car too. But for a $40 pledge, we have a black lunch koozie 6-pack cooler with a white Voice of the People design. This nylon cooler is watertight, with a front slip pocket and a 32-inch shoulder strap.
So what you're saying is you're not so much pledging as shopping.
A lot of this is shopping.
You're going to go shopping on the KNON website.
What else you could do? You could just pledge and not take a pledge premium. It saves us the
What's the point in that? How do you get to feel morally superior wearing your KNON gear if you don't get a pledge premium?
Do you know, actually, at the station, we do like people to wear their KNON shirts because it's the only advertising that the station does. So 972-647-1893, 647-1893, 972 area code.
Did I mention I feel superior when I'm wearing KNON gear?
Well, I know your KNON gear that has lesbian written all over it.
No, I mean, besides the lesbian shirt, which is so obviously awesome.
How does that account then for the Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's, it's a beaver.
It's a beaver. It's like there's no superiority at me now.
No, none superiority. But no, I do. Whenever I wear my KNON shirt anywhere, I always get comments on it. Oh, KNON, I love KNON. You know, and my first question should be, do you support it? But it's not. It's like, great, thank you for listening. Then I say, do you support it? You know, but yeah, if you get the KNON shirt, you too can feel superior.
And for a $35 pledge, you can get a KNON 15x13 Big Thunder tote bag.
Big Thunder?
Or you can get two for a $50 pledge.
What's a Big Thunder?
A Big Thunder is as opposed to a Little Lightning.
Big Thunder.
They're big, good big shopping bags to
I have several and I use them.
Shopping. I use mine
oh,
all the time.
Oh, those. Yeah, I love those.
And when you put them up
you
on the counter.
You never knew that you had Big Thunder shopping.
I didn't know they were called Big Thunder.
No. Shopping bags at home.
No, but they are. They're my They're great. And you know what? You get to feel superior when you're carrying
when
your Big Thunder
and
Whole Foods.
972-647-1893. I'm just gratuitously giving the phone number because Christian just walked by the studio.
And now we
so,
need to take a break again.
I'm just giving that number. 972-647-1893. One other pledge premium that we do have are Ray-Ban style black sunglasses with a small KNON logo in white on both sides.
But can you feel superior in them?
You can feel
you can look
a
cool.
little bit superior
okay.
in those.
Okay.
And we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly
if people
right
can
after
see
this.
You.
The Sons of Herman, Lost Disc Airmen, Disc Golf Association, and the Gas Pipe, the Gas Pipe, the Gas Pipe present the first annual KNON Disc Golf Tournament and After Party on Saturday, September the 7th. The tournament will be held at B.B. Owens Park, located at 10700 Kingsley Road in Dallas, beginning at 4 p.m. There will be goodie bags, games, an ace hole contest, poker run, and more. Then, beginning at 7 p.m., the party starts at the Sons of Herman Hall, located at 3414 Elm Street in Deep Ellum, with free food and live music by Texas Slim, Jay Johnson, and All Lit Up. To register, contact me, Hippie Bob. Bobby Wilbanks at 972-658-8577 or go to KNON.org. Participants of the disc golf tournament admitted free into the after party. But if you just want to go down to the show, you can get tickets at KNON.org. That's the first annual KNON disc golf tournament and after party on September the 7th at B.B. Owens Park and the after party with Texas Slim, Jay Johnson, all lit up and free dinner at the Sons of Herman Hall. Presented by the Sons of Herman Hall, Lost Disc Airmen, Disc Golf Association, and the Gas Pipe, the Gas Pipe, the Gas Pipe. This is a KNON benefit event.
That's right. This program is your program. You own this program. And guess what? I'm waiting on you to call in at 972-647-1893. KNON.org. Hey, guess what? We're waiting on you. Today is a great day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. My pockets are full of money and overflowing, and some of it is going to KNON. All right, caller, do I have you on line one? Is that caller on line one right there doing a pledge?
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and the lesbian Aaron Moore. And,
no, it's Aaron Moore Lesbian.
And Aaron Moore Lesbian. And just one more time, the phone number, 972-647-1893. I think Doc's on the phone right now. We have another phone person here in the studio, so we can get another call, too, 972-647-1893. It is Pledge Drive. The Princeton Review came out with its top 20 most gay-friendly and gay-unfriendly schools in the U.S.
And you called me.
I did, to
let
laugh.
Let me know where my alma mater landed yet again.
Baylor would be the most unfriendly school in the nation?
It is not quite the most unfriendly school in the nation. It is only number 10.
10. Out of 20?
We were 12.
Were you? Where are you?
Where's I thought we were 12.
You are number 12. That's right. Yeah. A&M is number 11, and University of Dallas is number 10.
Really?
Woohoo. Uh-huh.
Now, SMU, which had been on the list for years, came off the list last year, stayed off the list this year. So I called up because I had to get, see how they are. I said, well, are you disappointed you're not back on the list? And Karen Click, who runs the Gender Initiatives program, she said, I am not disappointed at all.
Wait, were they on the list for bad or good?
For bad.
Oh, really?
They were on for bad for years.
See, that was never my experience when I taught there.
Sure. Of course not.
Yeah.
The difference is what this list is, this is student attitudes. So they ask a question, is your school gay unfriendly or gay friendly? And they're adding up, it's a percentage of students that answer a certain way at different schools. Mm. Now, a school like Baylor, which fell off the list one year, I'm convinced they fell off the list, not because they were suddenly gay-friendly, but because the students were saying, oh, no, we love gay people.
Mm. Or they just went, put their hands over their ears and went, la, 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 la.
Exactly.
When they said the word gay.
Yeah. So it fell off the list. So it's not a scientific survey at all. But it is student attitudes toward their own school.
Okay. I can buy that. SMU
has the policies in place.
Yeah, they have the policies.
And they have a lot of people. We've had them on the air.
And, I mean, besides any of that, it was always sort of forward-thinking. They were prejudiced as heck, but it was always about your bank balance, not, mm-hmm. you know, who you loved. So, you know, it's like, oh, you're from that part of town, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, they judge you on your car, not your preference.
Right. And Baylor and SMU were always real equal. One would mm-hmm. be number 7, one would be number 8, one would be number 12, one would be number 13. And for years they came out. But if you think about it, if you're a Baylor student and you're applying to schools, what's your other school you're going to apply to? Probably SMU. SMU students, what's the other school they're applying to? And
you think?
Yeah, no. I think there's a lot of that cross.
I don't think so.
You don't,
I don't
think so.
So.
You don't think so?
No. Methodists and Baptists?
If you're
no.
Baptist enough to go to Baylor, you're not going to probably go to a
SMU.
Methodist school.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
But, I mean, University of
Recovering
Dallas,
Southern
I understand.
Baptist.
Yeah.
University of Dallas made a whole bunch of lists. They made ugliest campus.
Okay.
They made worst library.
Okay.
But they made best place to, or best foreign studies abroad program.
So
what I came up with was, if you're at such a bigoted school,
you want to get
on
out
such
of
an
there.
Ugly campus, great place to go away from.
It's a great place to be from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But three schools. I talked to people at A&M, and they had a great point. A&M is the only school in Texas with a dedicated gay and lesbian resource center. Now, SMU has one, but it's mixed in with the women's programs, and several other schools have them, but it's combined.
Baylor doesn't.
No.
Baylor, I don't think you're allowed to say the word on campus.
You're not allowed to dance, much less say the word.
Oh, no, they lifted that after 151 years to dance at Baylor.
Okay, good.
That's nice.
Probably have to polka, but that's, well, you know.
Well,
you can't have sex at Baylor. It's too much like dancing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I thought it was an interesting list. The gay-friendly schools, most of them were in the Northeast. Emerson College, which is a small communications school. They train lots of people for radio, mm-hmm. especially up at Emerson. It's in Boston. Warren Wilson College, don't know where that is. New College of Florida. Number 4 is Stanford. Makes sense. 5 was University of Wisconsin-Madison, then Oberlin.
You know, the University of Wisconsin at Madison has an openly lesbian chancellor leading the university.
Huh.
So,
yeah. Number 7, Franklin W. Olin College of Engineering. That's the one that I find fascinating, that a school with engineering students.
Only engineering students, apparently.
I wouldn't expect them to be necessarily on a gay unfriendly list. There's nothing about being an engineering student that would be.
Now, David.
Unfriendly,
we come from all walks of life and all backgrounds.
Well, no, of course.
We can't be stereotyped.
No, I'm not. I'm just
so
saying.
Gays can be geeks and geeks and nerds can be gay.
I'm impressed with that one.
I kind of agree with David, though, but to make the list of most friendly, mm-hmm. that's kind of interesting. I mean, that would mean talking to people.
Social interaction.
Yeah, social interaction.
Because, I mean, that school is wedged in between that and Smith College, NYU, Bryn Mawr, Wellesley, Bennington.
Yeah,
I mean, these are
the litany. Yeah.
These are the lesbian schools from Massachusetts that have been on the list forever. before there was a list, Smith, Bryn Mawr, Wellesley, Bennington were known as the lesbian schools. You know, Sarah Lawrence is on that list too. That's another one. Just an interesting
list. Is there a gay school? I mean, everybody knows about the lesbian universities, but what about the
gay schools?
The really
no.
gay male?
No, not particularly.
Isn't that interesting?
Uh-huh. Yeah, not particularly that I can think of.
Gender dynamics. If you're interested in gender dynamics, call us, 972-647-1893. But that is kind of interesting. I mean, it's like...
Mm-hmm. It's the Kate Clinton approach, the stealth lesbians.
Stealth lesbians,
and,
yeah.
And you know something, Brian is saying...
Stanford,
Berkeley.
Yeah, okay.
Stanford produced who? Dr. Rachel Maddow.
Swoon.
Lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Swoon.
So mm-hmm. who's the other big out gay person mm-hmm. from Stanford?
Swoon.
My friend Alan.
Oh, well then. Now that settles it.
Uh-huh. So I think we have another lesbian school.
Yeah,
here
exactly.
On West Coast.
Yeah. You know what schools were not on here that were kind of surprising? Columbia? Berkeley.
Yeah, Berkeley.
Berkeley was not on the list. Surprising. But it's student attitudes toward their schools. And if you're a student at Berkeley, you can be at a school that is so out there gay affirming. And, oh, I saw an incident one time 7 years ago. This school isn't accepting,
well,
you know, and it's just not accepting enough.
Oh, yeah, sensitivity level.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe they were just going, meh.
Well, recycling in Seattle is not recycling in Dallas. I kind of get what you're saying. Yeah.
So,
you know. Yeah, different attitudes. Okay. Well,
San Antonio is voting on, and they're going to vote in September, on a non-discrimination ordinance.
That has been in the works for how long?
It's been eons,
it seems.
10 years.
A year. Well,
no.
Intently for about a year. But
okay.
This particular phase of it has been going on for about a year. Anyway, anti-gay activists are completely against this because they're saying the law will prevent any Christian from ever serving on any kind of a committee, a board, or a commission in San Antonio ever again.
So are they equating Christianity with bigotry? Is that what's happening there?
Because here's the wording of the ordinance. As it stands now, it says, no person shall be appointed to a position if the city council finds that such person has, prior to such proposed appointment, engaged in discrimination or demonstrated bias by word or deed against any person, group, or organization on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, veteran status, age, or disability. Now, what they're adding in, that law is on the books, standing at like that, just without gender identity and sexual orientation. They're adding in those two. This has never been controversial before.
Right.
So if those same people were saying, like, you know, those evil Muslims, they wouldn't be allowed to be on a border commission.
Technically, they would not.
Okay.
Technically, they would not.
If you've ever served as an officer, is that what it says, in an organization, or a member of?
No. If you've ever engaged in bias by word or deed,
okay.
It says. So if you're just out there and saying anti-gay stuff,
mm-hmm.
Does that mean my religion doesn't allow same-sex marriage? Now, is that me expressing bigotry? Is that me saying no, that's not going to exclude you.
No.
The reason that these people are demonstrating against this law is that they understand that their anti-gay bigotry is hatred and bigotry and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse for it. They know perfectly well nobody is forcing anybody in their churches to marry anybody who they don't want to marry. I don't understand why anybody would want to go to their churches. I guess some people do, but, you know, we're not forcing anybody to.
It's the Families Foundation for the
Foundation of Families. Yeah. None of it makes sense. It's all just doctrine because it says it in the Bible in some obscure Leviticus that no one else follows, yada, yada, yada. And they know this. They know that they're on thready ground because when you always ask the second question, how does my marriage affect your marriage? How does me loving who I love affect who you love? How does this impact your life at all or your beliefs as a Christian? They can't answer it.
Because there isn't an answer.
So they know they're on shaky ground with this. They're just parroting what they think they need to say to be part in
Yeah, that would be like church. Us discussing, how does Annie's marriage to Alan really affect us? Boy, is that affecting my life.
Man.
They're being married. It is just...
Keeps me awake at night.
Well,
it really does.
I was thinking about the night sweats that I get.
Yeah.
And it's her fault.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, but my point is that they know they're on shaky ground.
Mm-hmm.
They know they can't answer the second question. And so they're just... In order to maintain this thin veneer of belief system that they have, they're having to protest anyone shining a light on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're going to scatter like roaches.
You know, isn't it interesting that here at KNON, our lead-in or lead-out show for years were the gospel shows.
Absolutely.
When we'd go to pledge drive meetings and, you know, station meetings, who do I usually sit with? It's the gospel people.
Because
why? Because...
Because true Christianity, true religious faith, true religious belief is accepting of all people, and we are all people, and we are part of the voice of the people on this show, they gospel
and you know what we found?
What?
We all like each other.
We all like each other, yeah. And it's just the people that on the fringes who feel somehow belittled because somebody is challenging them.
I felt threatened.
Indefensible, yeah. So.
Well, a lot of things are going on. We have a black president right now, and that's threatening. It's threatening that white majority, that feeling that,
there is no white majority.
Well, but it's threatening the idea that there is one.
Mm-hmm.
It's threatening the idea that, you know, everything is...
You made me get pedantic.
Fine. Well, I like when you're pedantic.
You made me get pedantic on a Saturday morning.
Well, we just love when Aaron Moore Lesbian gets pedantic.
But my point is that, you know, and I want to say this clearly, that there are a lot of Christian faiths and a lot of Christians in faiths that don't believe in equality that believe that there should be equality.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not an excuse to say, well, my religion says, you know.
Now, I'm just thinking, though, that while you guys are talking, that we need this little line in our ordinance in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
We really do.
Oh, yeah. I love
it.
That
would solve our dart issue, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. It would solve the dart issue, yeah.
Uh-huh. Here's what one of them said. Because I believe that instead of saying you should oppose this because of these reasons or you should oppose this based on moral or religious grounds, they're saying if this passes, it will result in this, and whatever this is isn't true. Whether it's keeping people off working commissions, disallowing them for running for council, or resulting in the arrest of Christians, it's ludicrous.
Yeah.
So, and it really is. I mean, nobody is arresting people. These fanatics are sure that what this ordinance will do is we're rounding up and arresting people. It's kind of like the idea Obama's taking our guns. Meanwhile, gun ownership is up by how much
death
under
panels.
Obama?
And the only bills he's signed is to allow guns to be carried in national parks.
Right.
Which seems to me like expanding gun rights.
He's actually more pro-gun than Reagan was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Reagan was signed the last major gun control law.
Right.
We don't like to remember that. That was Obama who signed that back then.
Oh, was it?
I think so.
Before he was born.
Reagan's a demigod. We can't say anything.
Right.
Negative.
Right.
But I think that it's a fascinating debate going on down there. But I love that part of their ordinance, that if you're a proven bigot, we don't want you on our city boards. Bigot doesn't mean that you have an opposing point of view or you have a religious view that says, you know, in my religion... We just don't marry people. In my religion, being gay is not okay. That's fine. I don't care what you do in your religion. Just keep it out of city government.
And I think there is a difference between discrimination and bigotry, because bigotry can be just words.
Mm-hmm.
Bigotry can be actions, words or deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Discrimination, you know, denying someone a job is very, very different than saying, I think you should die.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think you shouldn't exist.
Right.
Well,
you know.
Your
I think you should go back in the closet
and
be ashamed.
But if we have somebody who has denied somebody a job because of who they were, do you really want that person serving on a city commission that in your city? I don't want them on a...
In an interesting sort of turn of history, you know, how homosexuality used to be classified as a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
There are several prominent neuroscientists and studies being done that is starting to classify religious fundamentalism as a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, That's kind of interesting.
It makes sense to me. and the thing is, your mental disorder, what we found, it's not because you're Erin Moore lesbian. It's all kinds of other stuff going on.
It's my lack of KNON pledge premiums.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think you need some more. We only have a minute left. 972-647-1893. There will be people here after the show who can continue taking your pledges. So don't feel like you cannot pledge just because the show's over. You can either pledge online, KNON.org/pledge. It'll take you right to the pledge page, or 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call.
Go online after you listen to it on the podcast or YouTube.
And next week, maybe...
maybe a congresswoman.
Might be a congresswoman on the show next week.
Might be
week.
A congresswoman.
Impressed?
Yeah.
Coming to do some pledge begging with us.
We're going to do some logistics and scheduling for confirmation, but we might have a congresswoman.
Well, they're in their, what did they call them, regional breaks now?
Yes. August recess.
Well, I know it's the recess, but they're supposed to do in-home or in-district stuff, so we're in-district.
We are in-district. 972-647-1893. Thank you, Erin Moore Lesbian, for being with us today.
You're most welcome.
Patty Fink, the late, I will see you next week.
Yes. We'll be
and
here.
And that's it for us.